So I say that because Stephen Wells has actually just been good enough to join us on the line only moments after the Jordan Clark deal went down with the Dockers. Stephen, thank you as always. A bit like Peter Bell, you're very giving of your time and information in any given trade period. And here we are again only minutes after that deal going down and you are on the line again. So just take us through the final decision, if you can, to part officially with Jordan Clark across the Dockers.
Thanks for having me, fellas. Oh, it was a big decision. In the end, really, we only explored the option of doing a trade because of we had great respect for Jordan. He's he came to us and said that he understood that he's contracted and would be happy to come back and play next year. But if there was an opportunity to do a deal that benefited everybody, he would like to go back to Fremantle. And it's fair to say Andrew Mackey, who managed the whole negotiation here at the club, along with David Walls from Fremantle, we're in dialogue all through the week. It was very respectful, and we think we've done a deal now that's reflects the value we place on Jordan, and we wish him all the best for the future.
These situations can become heated, and there was a Sammy Edmund report today that there might have been a quite a tense conversation between yourself and Jordan. Can you take us through what happened there, please?
That's just simply, well, it didn't happen. Jordan and I had a conversation, but there was nothing tense about it. It was not heated. So, that's not quite the truth.
Goes with the club's blessings, yeah?
Hmm. Well, he does. As we, as I said before, he would have been very happy to come back. We would have loved to have Jordan back here. But when a player asked to go, and particularly this is the second year in a row that he'd asked to go, we were very respectful of that. And we wouldn't have just let him go for any old deal. It was a good deal that we think reflects the value we placed on Jordan, and to have pick 22 and a future third pick is a good hand for us in not only this year but next year as well.
Steve, well done on your draft, your trade period, I should say. How hard were you trying to get that pick 19?
Oh, yeah, we were trying hard to get it, Steve, but we had good options there. Freo had made it pretty clear, though, to us from right at the start that pick 19 wasn't going to be on the table. So we were doing all our work really around that pick 22 and trying to work out a deal that suited everybody. But, yeah, 19 would have been good. We all understand that that first pick on the second night of trade period, of draft night, could be very handy. But in the end, pick 22 and a future third may well be more valuable than pick 19.
Stephen, you traded out Darcy Fort and you brought in Jonathan Segler. Do they go hand in hand, or do you work firstly on the Segler part of it, getting that ruckman first? And if that doesn't happen, would Darcy Fort have remained a Cat?
Well, it's exactly what you're saying there, Matthew. We heard Darcy had an interest in heading up to Brisbane, but we couldn't let that happen without us having another ruckman in line first. And so out of respect to Darcy, we did our work and found that Jonathan was interested in talking to us through Liam Pickering. And so they did go hand in hand in the end, that there was no way we were going to let Darcy go without having brought in another ruckman. So, that took a little while to sort out as well.
For Cats supporters who want to know, why couldn't Jordan Clark get a game at Geelong?
Well, I'd like to think that we're a hard team to get a game in. We've got a terrific group of players, well documented that some of them are very experienced, and of course older comes with experience, but it's a hard team to get a game in, so no excuses for that. But I'm sure Jordan's got a terrific AFL career ahead of him. We wish him all the best. And now we've got to try and turn that pick 22 and the future third into something that can help Geelong into the future as well.
Will Charlie Constable remain on your list, Stephen?
We're going to work all that out over the course of the next couple of weeks. We've got our list management decisions after the trade period, before the 31st of October when we have to put our list in. So he's certainly a player we want to talk about. We'd love to have Charlie remain around the club, but we're just going to work out what's the best opportunity for Charlie to have a successful AFL career, whether that's with us or it might be that his circumstances change.
Well, Steve, you're now left with a draft pick hand which you've done some serious damage with in the past. Those dangerous numbers for you to go and do your work with. So that'll be your focus now, but thanks for updating us on what's happened in the trade period tonight.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.